Tonight, breaking news. A rare bipartisan coalition comes together in the House, passing a massive foreign aid package. But will the speaker pay with his job? $95 billion in funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Republicans and Democrats voting in favor. What's in the bill, including the potential TikTok ban, and what that could mean for U.S.-China relations? The raucous scene on the House floor, supporters waving the Ukrainian flag, and the reaction from Ukrainian President Zelensky. The aid package now off to the Senate, Speaker Johnson putting his own job on the line, and why it may be up to Democrats to save him. Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill breaking it all down. Overseas, tensions on edge in the Middle East after Iran and Israel trade strikes. The message Israel may be trying to send, and the explosion in Iraq overnight. Who is responsible? Tom Sufi Burridge from Israel. Back here at home, millions are on alert for a flash flood threat in the south. Rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms slamming into the Gulf Coast. Our weather team standing by. The urgent manhunt in Maryland. Five teens shot when a senior skip day turns violent. The chaotic scene. Our team with the late breaking developments. Disturbing video and calls for accountability. Newly released body camera footage showing Toledo police releasing a dog on a man who was then bitten during a traffic stop. The officers now under investigation and the mistake they acknowledged on camera. What the driver is saying tonight. History made in Tennessee. Volkswagen workers vote to unionize, the first time ever at a foreign-owned auto factory in the South, where the union is hoping to go next. Taylor Swift does it again, breaking records with the release of her latest album. And America Strong tonight, the 20-year-old with a unique passion, meeting and sharing the stories of World War II veterans in the Greatest Generation.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Whit Johnson. We begin tonight with breaking news and a rare Saturday session for the House of Representatives. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle coming together to approve a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after months of fierce debate. Some members of Congress cheered and waved Ukrainian flags during the passage of that bill to Ukraine. It comes at a critical time in the war against Russia. Shortly after the vote, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky thanking the House, and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling the passage of its aid bill much appreciated. But for House Speaker Mike Johnson, the bills could cost him his job. At least three GOP hardliners are threatening to oust him, potentially leaving it up to Democrats to save a Republican speaker. The House also approving a measure that would ban the popular social media app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. All the bills now wrapped up into one package heading to the Senate next week. ABC's Jay O'Brien leading us off from Capitol Hill.
Tonight, with the Speaker's job on the line, the House passing a massive $95 billion foreign aid package with long-sought assistance for Israel and Ukraine. Inside the package of four bills, $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, $25 billion to Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. Legislation to force a sale of TikTok from its Chinese parent company also included. A major gamble by Speaker Mike Johnson, who's held up the aid for months and needed Democrats to get the legislation over the finish line, angering Republican hardliners.
Mike Johnson is a lame duck.
He's done.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
Do you believe you will still be the Speaker come November?
Yes,
absolutely, without question.
Yes.
Two other Republicans now joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's movement to boot Johnson from his speakership. Hardliners claiming Johnson betrayed them by not focusing on border security, despite Republicans rejecting a bipartisan border bill from the Senate after bowing to pressure from former President Trump.
What we're worried about is the signal we're sending to Americans, and to send $100 billion overseas without reinforcing our own borders.
And Democrats now signaling they're open to backing the embattled speaker if Green makes good on her threat to call a vote for his removal.
I commended by name traditional conservatives led by Speaker Mike Johnson for doing the right thing.
Even former Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling me she's pleased with Johnson's push for Ukraine aid.
Do you think you can trust the speaker?
Well, so far it looks that way.
Overnight, Ukraine launching drone strikes against Russia, state officials say, in an attack that appeared to target the country's power grid. The last time the House approved standalone aid for Ukraine was December 2022, when Democrats still controlled the chamber. Late today, Ukraine's president thanking the House, saying the country's soldiers and citizens, quote, suffering from Russian terror, will feel it.
Whip Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying tonight the Senate will return early from its Passover break and start to take up this package of legislation starting Tuesday. It is expected to pass in that chamber and then head to the president's desk. Whip.
All right, Jay, and while we have you here, inside that package is a bill to force a sale of the popular social media app TikTok. What do we know about that, and what could the implications be?
You'll recall the House passed similar legislation in March aimed at TikTok, but it stalled out in the Senate. Now that that TikTok bill is in this foreign aid package, it means that if senators want to approve that aid for Israel and Ukraine, they would also likely have to vote for forcing a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. And if that sale doesn't occur, then the app could be banned. TikTok saying tonight that this bill could strip the app away from 170 million U.S. users. Wit.
Something to watch and a busy weekend at the Capitol. Jay O'Brien, thank you. And tune into this week. Tomorrow morning, Jonathan Carl interviews two key House members following the critical votes on foreign aid, Republican Mike McCall of Texas and Democrat Ro Khanna of California. We head overseas now and heightened tensions in the Middle East. Overnight, a deadly explosion at a military base in Iraq. The U.S. is denying any involvement, and Israeli military forces are not commenting. But it comes 24 hours after Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran, satellite images revealing the damage to an Iranian military base. Many world leaders now urging both sides to de-escalate. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reporting from Tel Aviv tonight.
Tonight, an explosion at a base in Iraq amid new uncertainty in the Middle East after Israel launched a direct attack on Iran in retaliation for a barrage of Iranian missiles and drones. Iranian proxies outside of Iran facing attacks, explosions causing a large fireball at a base near Baghdad belonging to an Iranian-backed militia seen in this cell phone video circulating on social media. One person killed, say Iraqi officials, with the U.S. military denying any involvement. The IDF saying they won't comment. That attack in Iraq coming less than 24 hours after Israel's strike on Iran. Videos circulating online appearing to show explosions near the Iranian city of Isfahan. A senior U.S. official saying Israeli fighter jets firing at least three missiles from outside of Iranian airspace, targeting an Iranian air defense radar protecting Iran's key Natanz nuclear facility. But that nuclear site, not the target. The attack underlining that Israel has the capabilities to hit Iran's most prized assets. And today, Israel saying it struck a base in Lebanon belonging to the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. This former Israeli intelligence officer saying the aim should not be to escalate.
This is very important for Israel. We want to concentrate on Gaza. We want to finish this issue.
And today, Israel continuing to strike southern Gaza. People running for cover in the city of Rafah. Cries of grief from this father. Ahmed's daughter killed, wrapped in a bloody white blanket. This is an unjust world, he says. His daughter's body in his arms.
And with tonight, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tweeting out his thanks after the House agreed to supply more weapons to Israel. With
Tom Sufi Burridge for us, thank you. Back here at home, a flash flood threat across much of the South with millions on alert for powerful storms. Heavy rain causing flooding in this neighborhood in northeast Texas and soaking rain and hail in Abilene. Let's get right to ABC's meteorologist Samara Theodore. And Samara, these storms are on the move tonight.
Yes, they are. They're moving quickly. In fact, a severe thunderstorm watch has now been issued for parts of South Carolina and North Carolina until 10 p.m., especially for hail. Now, let's time out this rain. Some of the heaviest rain is moving through Texas this evening. We can see flash flooding in this area with gusty winds. Then as we move through the overnight hours, it sweeps through Louisiana and Mississippi by tomorrow morning, arriving in parts of central Alabama and Atlanta. Then by tomorrow afternoon, we start to see this rain make its way into the Carolinas, bringing them even heavier rainfall. As far as totals go, some of the hot spots right now are mainly in Texas. Just north of Houston, we could see 2 to 4+ inches of rain. Whit?
We know you'll be tracking it for us tomorrow on GMA. Samara, thank you. We turn now to a senior skip day turning violent in Maryland. At least 5 teens between the ages of 16 and 18 were injured when shots rang out during a gathering in a park. Police are now searching for the suspect. Here's ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Tonight, the search for a shooter who opened fire in a large crowd of high school students at this Maryland park. Five teenagers shot. Those students taking part in a senior skip day, police say. Hundreds of teenagers from several schools congregating at Trome Hills Park in Greenbelt, Maryland.
The kids leave the school and they come over to the local park and they bring super soakers and other squirt guns and they have a good time playing water gun battles.
But someone brought a real gun and shots were fired. Police on the scene for traffic and crowd control hearing gunshots around 3 p.m.
Signal 13, shots fired.
Terrified, those several hundred teens running in different directions to get away. Police now asking for the public's help in finding the shooter.
If a group of high school students cannot get together and have a good time, what is the world coming to?
Right now, police don't know why this shooting happened, but they do think only one person is responsible. Of the five teenagers shot, three of them have already been released from the hospital. Whit?
Some encouraging news there. Okay, Phil Lipoff, thank you. Next tonight, body camera video of a controversial traffic stop in Ohio. Toledo officers alerted to a possible stolen vehicle, releasing a canine that bit the driver. And it turns out the truck was not stolen. What the driver is saying tonight, and we want to warn you, some viewers may find the video disturbing. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
Tonight, disturbing police body camera video showing canine released on a man during a traffic stop in Toledo, Ohio.
Driver out of the truck, do it now!
Just last week, a Toledo officer stopping a red pickup truck police say had stolen plates. More officers racing to the scene. Brandon Upchurch with his cousin in the passenger seat.
They instantly came out with their guns drawn, then asked me anything.
Shut the truck off. Do it now.
Upchurch capturing the incident on his cell phone.
What are y'all pulling me over for?
Upchurch makes his way to the grass just as the canine unit inches closer. Upchurch with his hands up.
On the ground, do now. You're going to get bit.
That dog biting him on the arm.
He was going for my face. Luckily, I put my arm up and he got me.
The officers handcuffing him.
Your car has a stolen license plate on it.
I promise it don't.
Yeah, it does.
The officers then heard realizing the camera license plate reader was wrong. The car in question, a Chevy Malibu, not Upchurch's pickup truck.
What's not the stolen plate? No.
All they had to do is run them tags again. Everybody would have been went about their merry way. I need justice served because this has been going on for too long. Especially in Toledo.
Whit, Upchurch was booked on charges of obstruction and resisting arrest. Police maintained that they thought Upchurch was going to flee and didn't know if he or the passenger in the truck had any weapons. The Toledo Police Department is conducting an internal investigation. Whit.
Ike Ajachi, thank you. Now to a historic victory for labor unions in the South. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voting overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers. It's the first successful organizing drive in the South at a foreign-owned automaking plant. And more change could be on the way with auto workers at other foreign-owned plants also pushing to unionize. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Tonight, Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, celebrating a seismic victory.
The people have spoken.
More than 2,600 employees there voting to join the United Auto Workers Union, representing more than 70% of ballots cast.
It's the greatest feeling that I've felt like in 13 years.
It will be the first foreign-owned automaking plant in the South whose workers are represented by the UAW. This comes after two prior failed attempts and political pressure from six Republican Southern governors, including Tennessee's Bill Lee. In a statement, the governors had urged workers to vote no, saying unionization would certainly put our state's jobs in jeopardy.
What changed the most is everybody started seeing what we could get when the big three went on strike. And they said, wait, hold on. If they can get all this, we should too.
UAW members launching a series of strikes against the big three automakers last year, resulting in big wins for workers. President Biden, who joined picketers in Michigan last September, saying in a new statement, there is nothing to fear from American workers using their voice and their legal right to form a union if they so choose. Volkswagen thanking its workers for voting. Once the election is certified, Volkswagen and the UAW will head to the negotiating table, employees hoping that a contract with better pay and benefits follows.
And with the UAW president says this is just the beginning, Mercedes-Benz workers in Alabama are set to vote on UAW representation next month. With
Morgan Norwood, our thanks to you. There's still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Saturday. The viral images of people handling those two bear cubs in North Carolina. What authorities have decided about charges now. And tensions on the rise on campus over the Israel-Hamas war. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Next tonight, tensions flaring on university campuses over the Israel-Hamas war. Protesters returning to Columbia University here in New York days after more than 100 students were arrested. And USC announcing it is redesigning its commencement program and canceling all speakers after earlier canceling its valedictorian's address over what it called security concerns. Now an update to a story that we've been following here. Wildlife officials in North Carolina say no charges will be filed against the people who pulled two bear cubs out of a tree. You can see it here in the video. Apparently they did this to take selfies with them. Officials calling the incident dangerous and unfortunate, but it appeared to be isolated. One of the bear cubs is still missing. The other was found and taken to a rehab facility in poor condition.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the index now, and Taylor Swift just keeps on breaking records. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, the first album in Spotify history to have more than 300,000 streams in a single day. Fortnite, the most streamed song in a single day, and she broke her previous record for most streamed artists in just one day. Well, drama on the mats today. The Women's Collegiate Gymnastics National Championship going down to the wire. Just before we came on the air, LSU taking the crown right here on ABC, winning their first title ever after coming close on several occasions. The Tigers had the highest qualifying score in the semifinals. Tonight, Messi, the TSA canine, is enjoying his retirement. The 8-year-old lab, the longest working explosives detection dog at Reagan National Airport, finishing his final shift. And then a surprise here, showered with dozens of tennis balls, of course, his favorite toy. Messi's do not pet patch was removed, signaling his official retirement, which he will live out with his handler. And we thank Messi for all of his years of service. Finally tonight, America Strong, one young man and his quest to honor the greatest generation. 20-year-old Tyler Boland of Reading, Pennsylvania is on a mission to interview as many World War II veterans as possible.
I just think it's really important to remember what these guys did.
It all began 5 years ago when Tyler met this World War II vet who fought at Normandy Beach. Since then, he's met so many, he's lost count.
My goal was 100, but I passed that, and I was like, well, there's no point stopping. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm Quentin Stambaugh.
Quentin Stambaugh was a gunner on a plane who says he saw the mushroom cloud over Hiroshima while flying nearby.
Getting a picture of an old man used to be a young kid, you know.
There's 98-year-old George Ivanov, who fought along with Tyler's great-grandfather and earned 2 Purple Hearts. Ben Barry was part of a unit of black servicemen fighting at the Battle of the Bulge. And 100-year-old Paul Lilienthal, who flew combat missions all over Europe.
These guys were exactly how old I was. We were just kids, and they saved the world.
That's so cool.
Tyler making long-term connections and deep friendships, celebrating birthdays, taking veterans to baseball games, even a Super Bowl, and driving them around in a World War II-era Jeep that he restored.
I have 100 different grandpas.
Did you hear?
Tyler hoping to document their stories, preserve history, reminding us all of their extraordinary sacrifice.
They are very humble, and they don't, like, make a big deal out of it. They just said, you know, we did our job. We were called to the line of duty. That's what we had to do. I'm just a kid with a camera. The hero of this story is the veterans, not me.
Heroes indeed. Incredible stories. I'm Wade Johnson in New York. Good night.